in the realm of science, we rely on experimentation.
如果我们是在讲科学的话，我们要靠实验。
That means that when we're examining the visible world, we don't have to take anyone's word that things are the way they say they are.
意思是什么呢？意思就是说，我们要看到具体的证据，我们不要听任何其他人的意见。
If we doubt what people say, we can find out for ourselves.
如果我们对别人所说的有疑惑的话，我们可以自己来应验。
Though in practice,Even the most brilliant scientist must rely on the word of other scientists in realms outside of his field.
可真正的状况是，不管这个科学家有多大的成就，他们还是要靠其他科学家所做的实验来印证他们。
Now this makes sense when we examine the world of our senses. We have access to that world. We can look at it, we can weigh it, we can measure it.
这个是有可靠理由的，因为在这个世界上，我们的确是要靠一些数字或者一些实验来应验我们所想求到的。
But what happens when we go beyond that to the world we cannot see?
但是如果我们要谈到我们看不见的属灵的世界的话呢？
We cannot go beyond the grave to see for ourselves what lies there.
我们没有办法进入坟墓去看在里面是到底是什么状况。
We cannot ascend to heaven to see what is there.
我们不可以升到天堂去看那边是什么状况。
So, when we talk about religious matters, the unseen world, we have to rely on someone else's word.
所以我们当我们谈到属灵的这种事情的时候，我们要依靠其他的
None of us have personal direct access to see for ourselves.
我们没有一个人是的确看到属灵这些事情的。
That makes the question of religious authority absolutely critically important.
所以这就让我们要看到属灵的权柄是在哪里。
In religious matters, no matter what you believe, you have to rely on somebody's word that things are the way they say they are.
在属灵方面，你的确是要依靠有人是怎么样说，然后可以证明你属灵的印证。
As Christians, we rely on the Bible.
我们是基督徒的话，我们就要依靠圣经。
It is our supreme authority.
这是我们是绝对全人的权柄。
So, today I'd like to talk to you about the authority of Scripture.
所以今天我所要谈的题目就是圣经的权柄。
It was the cry of the Protestants in the 16th century, Scripture alone.
在16世纪的时候基督徒说唯靠圣经。
Now by that they meant only the Bible is our religious authority and not any man, not the Pope, not a bishop, not anybody, just the Bible.
这意思是什么呢？就是说我们基督徒完全靠的就是圣经，不是圣父，不是其他人所说的话。
And that 500-year-old debate changes us even today.
那已经是500年前，到今天还是一样。
So we're going to explain the sentence that I have at the top of your outline.
所以我今天就要跟你们解释在我们这个单上的圣经。
This is what I mean when I talk about the scripture having authority.
这是我的意思说唯独圣经是神所赐的权柄。
Because the Bible is the expression of God's will to us, it has the supreme right to define what we are to believe and how we are to conduct ourselves.
因为圣经是神所默示的，所以它有权人的这个权柄来让我们知道怎么样活出基督的生命。
Now we're going to be doing a lot of thinking about the scriptures from general scriptural principles.
我们今天要思想许多圣经的话语。
So there aren't a lot of verses to look up.
所以没有很多这个经节我们需要今天研究的。
Rather, we're going to be starting with basic principles like God is the creator and the redeemer.
我们从最简单的开始，就是说神是个创造者，也是个救赎者。
But still, the scriptures underlie this.
可是这都是靠我们这个圣经上所说的。
So first I want to talk to you about the definition of authority. When I say the scriptures have authority, what do I mean?
所以我们第一个就是说佛所说的权柄，权柄到底是什么意思呢？
Now, when we use the word authority, our first response is to think about governmental authority, the authority of the government.
所以我们一听到权柄，有的时候就想到政府的这个权到底有多大。
A policeman on a street corner directing traffic.
警察在路边指挥交通。
He has the right to tell when the cars are allowed to move.
他可以告诉你这个车几时可以动。
Why does he have that right?
他怎么会有那种权柄呢？
Well, simply because he's a policeman.
因为他是警察。
He has the authority of the government, not because of who he is, but simply because of his position.
那是因为他在政府中间所担任的角色。
Furthermore, because he is an agent of the government, he is allowed to use force if necessary to make sure that what he says is carried out.
因为政府给了他这个权，所以他可以有义务，也可以用武力来把他这个权发挥出来。
Now, when we talk about the scripture having authority, I don't mean that kind of authority.
所以当我讲到圣经的权柄的时候，我并不是讲到那种的权柄。
Think instead of an expert in a field.
你想是一个某一行一个绝对的专家。
Many times when there's a major event on television, they'll call in an expert to comment on the news that's happening.
在电视上常常我们看到这个主持人会邀请一些有知识有权柄的人来参与。
Why are they talking to that person?
为什么他们邀请这种专家呢？
Because this person has studied whatever that field is more than others.
因为这个专家对于这种某一个题目有特别的了解。
This person has the right to be listened to because they have knowledge.
因为他在这方面有很多的知识，所以我们要听他讲的东西。
This expert can't force you to believe anything.
这个专家他不能勉强你信他所说的。
This expert doesn't have the right to tell you what to do because of their position, but because of what they know.
这个专家也不是因为他有什么身份可以勉强你信他，而是只是他的知识比你多。
Now, of course, that expert's authority is limited.
那他那种权柄呢是有限度的。
They don't know everything.
因为他不知道所有的。
Their knowledge is not 100% accurate, even in their own field.
他的知识不是完全的，就是算他是专家的话。
Nevertheless, the fact that they know more than others gives them the right to speak on that subject.
可是因为他懂得比其他人多，就让他有这种位置，可以代表这个题目发挥他的理论。
Now consider that same expert.
你们想这个专家。
Perhaps that expert is there because they've written a book.
可能他写了一本书。
They have placed their ideas into a book, and now that book is, you can buy it and you can read it.
他们写了这本书，现在你要了解这个题目的话，你就可以买他这本书。
So you may never meet the author, but you can come in contact with their authority.
你没有见到这个专家。面对面，可是呢，他从书上你知道他对这个题目是有很多的知识。
However knowledgeable they are, how in that field will be in their book.
他所对于这方面的了解的东西都是在写的那本书里面。
And so whatever authority they have goes has that book carries the very same authority.
所以那本书呢，就代表他的权柄的限制。
In other words, this authority can be delegated.
他的权柄呢可以继续的传给别人。
So we're saying that this authority is the right to tell you what to believe and how to conduct yourself.
所以这个权柄就是他可以告诉你应该是怎么样去做某些事情。
For example, a doctor can write you a prescription.
好像一个医生他可以开一个医药单。
Because of his knowledge, he knows that he knows about health. He has the right to tell you how to be healthy.
因为他是医生，他有这种常识，他可以知道怎么样来医治你。
In effect, he says, if you want to be well, follow my advice.
他说如果你要健康的话，你就听我所告诉你的去做。
He has the right to tell you what to do and what to believe in the realm of your health.
他在这个健康方面，他有这个权利告诉你应该去怎么做。
Of course, his authority has limits.
可是他所知道的，他的权柄是有限的。
He's not right all the time.
他不是每一次说都是对的。
And he doesn't know everything there is to know about the human body.
然后他对人的身体不是全部都可以完全了解的。
The Bible, in contrast, has supreme authority.
可是圣经是有绝对的权柄的。
Whatever it says, it has the right to tell you what to believe and how to conduct yourself.
不管圣经所记载的，它有绝对的权柄告诉你应该怎么样听，怎么样去做。
It has that authority, but because that authority has been delegated by God. God has placed his words in a book.
因为神把他的权柄放在这本书里面。
So let's talk about the reason for biblical authority.
那我们谈一下这个圣经权柄的理由。
Why does the Bible have the right to tell you what to believe and how to conduct yourself?
为什么这个圣经有这种权柄可以告诉你去怎么样做呢？
Well, the authority of the Bible is the authority of its author.
这个权柄是在于作者。
And God has authority because he is creator.
神有这个权柄因为他是创造宇宙的。
He made all things.
他创造了一切。
So he knows how the world works.
所以他知道宇宙是怎么样运行的。
He made you.
他创造了你。
So he knows how you work.
因为他知道你是怎么样思想。
So when God says, this is the way things are.
所以他说这个事情就是应该这样。
He knows what he's talking about.
他知道他所说的。
If he says, do this and live.
他说如果你这样做你就可以活。
Then you'd better listen.
那你就要听。
And it doesn't matter on what subject he talks about.
不管他讲什么题目。
Because the whole universe is his, he has the right to comment on the whole universe.
因为这个宇宙完全属他的，所以他有权柄讲任何的题目。
Of course, God didn't say absolutely everything.
当然，神没有说包括所有的东西。
If God told me everything, I'd have an infinite number of books, and I don't think they would fit in my house.
那如果神把所有事情都记载下来的话，那就有无限的书。
But he did tell us some things.
可是神有说某些事情。
And everything he told us, he has the right to do that because he is God.
因为不管他告诉我们什么，他都有这种权柄，因为他是神。
But for Christians, God has the authority to tell us what to do for a second reason.
但是对基督徒来，神可以这种权柄有第二个理由。
He didn't just make us, he also redeemed us.
他不但是创造了我们，他也救赎了我们。
God made his creatures and they rebelled against him.
神创造了一些讲道的人，可是呢，他们有反叛。
And purely because of his grace and mercy, instead of giving them what they deserved,At great cost, he redeemed them from their sinful state that they brought on themselves.
可是他没有审判他们，也没有怪他们，可是他救赎了他们。
And so now he has a double right to tell us what to do and how to live.
那他就有一个双重的权柄，告诉我们怎么样活出我们的生命。
He made us, and then he bought what he had already made.
他创造了我们，然后他用他的生命来救赎了我们。
He bought us not with corruptible gold and silver.
他不是用金银来救赎我们。
But with the precious blood of Christ.
而是用基督的宝血救赎了我们。
Now God, because he is authoritative, if he can speak to someone at any place at any time and tell them what to do.
因为他有这种权柄，他可以跟任何人在任何地方告诉他们应该去怎么样做。
But God has chosen instead to put His words in a book.
可是神选择了把他的话语写在这本书里面。
A book that anybody can pick up at any time and read.
这本书是任何时候你们都可以把这本书拿起来看。
And so because this book carries His authority, is from God, it carries that same authority. So third, I'd like to talk about the basis of biblical authority.
那第三点我要讲到这个圣经它的权柄的基础。
This is actually number four in your notes. We're switching them around.
这本来是第四点，我现在把它变成第三点。
And the basis of biblical authority is that the words of the scripture are the words of God.
这个基本上圣经所讲的话就是神所说的话。
And for this, take your Bibles and turn to one of the scripture passages that we've already read. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17.
所以请你们翻开提摩太后书。
In this letter, the Apostle Paul is giving his protege Timothy some last words of instruction.
在这本书信里面，保罗给他的学生提摩太一些教导。
And in it, he talks to Timothy about the scriptures Timothy has read his whole life.
他是教导提摩太圣经的原则。
Now, Timothy was a half-Jew.
提摩太是半个犹太人。
His mother was Jewish, but his father was a Gentile.
他妈妈是犹太人，他父亲是外邦人。
And from his mother, he heard the Old Testament scriptures from the time he was a small child.
从他母亲那边，他从小就受到旧约的教育。
Over and over again, he heard the stories.
他听了很多旧约的故事。
And he believed them.
而他却相信他。
And when Paul came along and preached the gospel, he believed that too.
当保罗来传福音的时候呢，他也相信。
And Paul tells Timothy that the scriptures are able to make him wise for salvation.
这保罗告诉他，靠着神的话语，可以让他得到宝贵的救赎。
But more than that, he talks to us about what the scripture is like.
更多的，他跟他解释神的话语到底是什么。
Verse 16 and 17 give us two qualities about the Bible.
在第16节跟第17节的时候讲到很多的真理。
First of all scripture is God-breathed.
这里说所有圣经都是神所默示的。
That word in the Greek, Paul made it up.
保罗讲到这个字的时候是保罗自己造出来这个字。
This is the first time we find that Greek word anywhere in any literature.
这个希腊文中间没有这个字，是保罗造出来的。
It's composed of two words that simply mean God breathed.
这个字是表示神把它呼吸出来。
And it's a picture of how the scriptures came into being.
这帮我们可以看到这个神的话语是怎么样出来的。
That they were breathed out by God.
是神把它呼出来。Now,
what does Paul mean by scripture?
所以这个圣经是保罗是什么讲是什么意思呢？
That word is used some 50 times in the New Testament.
在新约中间用了50多次。
And always it is used as a technical term for the Old Testament.
这个本来代表的是旧约的经。
Now, it also had a more general meaning, which is just writings in general.
也有另外一个解释，就是比较普通的解释。
But in this case, it doesn't mean any writing. It means specifically the Bible.
可是他在这里用这个时候，就是完全的他是所说的就是圣经。
That's why it's been translated with the word scripture.
所以呢，这个字翻出来就是圣经。
And all of that is breathed out or spoken by God.
所有圣经都是神把它呼出来，或者是说神所说的。
Now that doesn't mean that when God authored the scripture that he told his prophets.
那并不是代表他对他的先知当时的印证。
All right, take down this room. I'll write these words.
没有说叫他们说把这些字写下来。
Sometimes God did that.
有的时候神是这样做的。
The Ten Commandments, for example.
好像十诫，神就是这样做。
God actually wrote them with his finger in the tables of stone.
是用他的手指在这个石头上刻出来的。
And in other places, like in the letters of Revelation.
好，启示录中间也有一些例子。
God told the Apostle John, or Jesus told the Apostle John, write this, and he wrote it.
耶稣告诉约翰，你写下来，约翰就写下来了。
But most of the time,God breathed out the scriptures in a different way.
可是多半的时候神所说的就是用呼出来的这个词这个来形容。
The prophets were not automatically writing, instead they were speaking with their own mind and their own background.
这些先知并不是所听到的东西用手写出来，而是用他们自己这个的思想听到了神的默示而写出来。
But when they wrote, what they wrote was carried along by God.
可是他们所写下来的是继续神所给他们的意思。
So that the words they wrote for their own time and their own place were not simply their words.
所以他们所写下来的经句或者是并不是他们自己的。
So that when we read the Bible, we're not just reading the words of wise people.
所以我们当我们看圣经的时候并不是看一些有智慧的人写的东西。
Those words were also the very words that God wanted them to say.
他们所写的这些字是神要他们的的确确写下来的。
So the scriptures are all breathed out by God. God is the author of all of the scriptures.
所以所有圣经里面的字句都是神所呼出来的。
The second thing that these verses tell us is that the scriptures are profitable.
另外讲到圣经是有预言的。
That is, all of the Bible is beneficial for us.
所有圣经里面说的对我们都是有益的。
For four things.
有四点。
For teaching.
for 教导。
That's what's right.
教导什么是对的。
For reproof.
有阻止。
That's what's not right.
什么是错的
For correction.
使人归正
That's how to get right.
让人怎么样变成对的
And then for training in righteousness.
然后有教导人学义
That's how to stay right.
让人怎么样可以继续的做对的事情
That means that by the reading of scripture, we find everything we need.To live righteously.
所以在这四点中间让我们知道这个圣经所教导的让我们可以完全活出对的事情。
That's what verse 17 says.
这就是16节所说的。
That the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work.
17节说叫属神的人可以得到完全。
It is by knowing, believing, and practicing the scriptures that we are able to do what is right.
所以就是因为照着圣经所教导的去做让我们可以得到完全
Now, I also want to say that this includes the entire Bible, including the New Testament.
这个是包括了旧约跟新约
Most of the time, when the New Testament authors use the word scripture, they're thinking of the Old Testament.
当很多新约的时候的作者他们想到圣经的时候他们也是想到了旧约
That's because, for the most part, the New Testament hadn't even been written yet.
因为当时这些新约的这些使徒的时候，那个新约还没有写出来。
But in a couple places, the New Testament is included.
可是有某些几点地方，新约是包括在他们所说的。
Turn with me back one book to 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 18.
请你们翻开提摩太前书第五章。
And we're picking this up in the middle of discussion.
我们是在这个这段圣经中间的几节圣经看。
But I'm here only interested in what scriptures are quoted.
我只是要讲到这个圣经到底是在说什么。
First Timothy chapter 5 verse 18.
提摩太前书第五章第十八节。
For the scripture says, you will not muzzle an ox which treads out the grain, and the laborer deserves his wages.
18节这里说,
Now if you have a copy of the Bible that has cross references with it,
如果你们这圣经是有解释的话,
it'll probably give you where those passages are taken from.
他们可以让你看到这句话是从哪里来的。
The first quotation is from the book of Deuteronomy.
第一个句呢是从生命记里来的。
The second quotation is from the Gospel of Luke.
第二句呢是从路加福音。
It's a quotation of the words of Jesus.
是在耶稣所说的话中间领出来的。
And both of them are called Scripture.
这两句都是圣经的话。
Now remember, Luke was one of the companions of Paul.
你记得吗? 路加是保罗的一个同伴。
So Luke followed Paul around.
所以路加呢,他跟着保罗走。
And the Gospel of Luke had probably only been written about 5 or 6 years earlier.
所以这个圣经可能在都是前5年到6年所写的。
And yet Paul places it in the same level as the book of Deuteronomy.
可是保罗在引用这个18章的时候, 他把这个句话跟旧约的一句话有平等的位置。
Another passage of scripture. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 16.
另外就在彼得后书。
2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 16.
彼得后书第三章第16节。
I find this passage especially interesting because the Apostle Peter is commenting on the writings of Paul.
这句话非常有意思,因为这里说到那句话就是怎么样是保罗所说的。
It's always very interesting to me when the Bible quotes the Bible.
这是已经解经。
And so, actually starting in verse 15,
是从第15节开始。
Count the patience of our Lord as salvation, just as our beloved brother Paul also wrote to you concerning the wisdom given to him, as he does in all his letters when he speaks of these matters. There are some things in them that are hard to understand, which the ignorant and unstable twist to their own destruction, as they do the other scriptures.
所以说并且要以我主长久忍耐为得救的因由就如我们所亲爱的弟兄保罗照着所赐给他的智慧写了信给你们他一切的信上也都是讲论这事信中有些难明白的那无学问不坚固的人强解如强解别的经书一样
Here Peter writes about one of his contemporaries.
这里彼得写他当时同样一个时候的另外一位。
And he explains that Paul writes with wisdom, although Paul can be hard to understand sometimes.
他说保罗是很有智慧的,虽然有的时候保罗写出来的东西不容易明白。
Therefore he encourages us to read them.
所以他鼓励我们要去读保罗所写的东西。
And most importantly, he says that sometimes people twist the writings of Paul like the other scriptures.
他这里特别还讲述说有些学问不坚固的人又强解保罗所写的。
In other words, the writings of Paul are equal to the rest of the scriptures.
这里也是代表保罗所写的跟旧约的先知所写的是同样的一个位置。
Here's my point.
这是我要重点。
When we say that the scriptures are inspired and profitable, it means the entire Bible.
所以我们刚说这个圣经是神所默示的话，我们是讲神本的圣经。
It means all of it, from cover to cover.
从书面到书底都是完全的包括在里面。
Now there are certain parts of scripture that might be more interesting to us than others.
有些地方的圣经是比较读起来比较有兴趣。
If you've ever tried to read the first 9 chapters of the book of 1 Chronicles, you'll know what I mean.
如果你是在看历代书第前九章的话
，That's page after page after page of just names.
有很多的旧约时代的名字。
Names nobody can identify today.
很多名字是我们都现在的人都记不得的。
Or if you read, for example, the book of Leviticus.
如果你在利未记的话，也是一样。
There's a lot of descriptions of ritual that don't apply to Christians today.
有很多当时写的状况对今天的基督徒是没有什么意义的。
But even those passages are profitable.
就是算那些非常难读的，可是它对我们还是有益处的。
They have something to tell us about who God is and about what we are to believe and about what we are to do.
他们每一句话都有告诉我们神到底是谁。然后神要我们怎么样去做
We might have to work a little harder to figure out what it is, but it is there.
我们要花多的功夫去了解这些话，可是这些话中的确是有给我们的教导。
Furthermore, I'd like to say that all of the scriptures is profitable for all ages.
所以另外我可以说，每一句圣经上所的话都是有益处的，而是没有时间所限定的。
Sometimes certain parts of the Bible are directly addressed to a certain kind of people.
有些益处呢是给某些人。
Paul, for example, will sometimes speak specifically to various groups of people in his letters.
保罗有的时候他的书信中间是针对某一些的人。
He'll say, "Wives, do this."
他说妻子们你要这样做。
Husbands, do that.
丈夫们你们要那样做。
Slaves, do this.
奴仆也要这样做
Masters do that
主人也要这样做
And children and parents
然后孩子跟 家长
But that doesn't mean that the other groups get to tune out when Paul is speaking specifically to husbands, for example
但不是说在保罗跟丈夫讲话的时候其他的人不必听
Once again, we may have to work a little harder to figure out how that applies to us
我们要比较用心跟努力才能了解这些话对我们自己的益处
But all of the Bible is profitable for all people
可是整本圣经对我们来都是有益处的
Some parts of the Bible we might move over faster than others
有些圣经中间我们可以看得比较快
We're probably not going to want to spend 10 weeks in genealogies
我们可能不要花十星期的时间来了解某些段的东西。
But all of the Bible is profitable for all people.
可是整本圣经每一句话对我们都是有益处的。
Another passage of scripture that shows us that all of the scripture is the words of God.
有另外一段圣经让我们看到圣经是神的默示。
Was the memory verse we read today, 2 Peter chapter 1.
就是你们所读的彼得后书第一章。
Verses 20 and 21.
第20跟21节。
Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation, for no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit.
这里说，紧要的该知道，经上所有的预言没有有可随私意解说的。因为预言从来没有出于人意的。
So when it says that no scripture comes by someone's interpretation, this is what he means.
没有这个圣经是从人意所写的。
No prophet, Old or New Testament, got up in the morning and decided he just wanted to write prophecy.
没有一位先知他早上起来就决定今天要写一些预言的事情。
He thought it was a good idea, so let's try it.
他可能不会有人说今天是我写预言的那一天，让我试试看。
No, none of the Bible was written purely because some person decided they wanted to write it.
没有一句话在圣经里面是某些人决定自己要写什么的。
The circumstances of why something was written was varied, but at the back of it, God gave them the motivation to write the scripture.
所以写圣经上的话语的都是神默示而且鼓励他们所说的
That meant that whatever was written was not written out of man's will fundamentally but out of God's will
所以所写下来的不是照着人的意念所写下来，而是照着神的意念所写下来。
Furthermore, this gives us a glimpse into the process of inspiration.
这让我们也看到神所漠视给我们这种力量。
When, in most cases, when God motivated them to write the scriptures, he allowed them to use their minds and their knowledge.
这个神漠视他们的时候，也是用他们的经验跟他们的自己的思想。
But he carried their spirit along.
可是他让他把他的灵是带在一起。
Like a canoe is carried down a river.
好像一艘船是带着我们走走下流。
The person in the canoe can paddle around, but the river is still carrying him down the river.
我们坐在船里面的人可以划船，可是这个还是跟着河的水流。
So the prophets. Speak, when the prophet speaks, he is carried along by the Spirit of God so that what he says is more than just from himself.
所以当一个先知他所说话的时候呢，是随着圣灵所带动的这种流程这样说的。
That's the difference between a prophet and a Bible teacher.
这就是先知跟一位导师的不同的地方。
A prophet does not speak just from himself.
一个先知不是照自己的意思发言。
His words carry the authority of God because he is speaking for God.
所以先知他的发言是代表神的意思发言。
A Bible teacher gets his ideas from the Bible.
如果一个主日学的老师，他是照着圣经里面说过的话而说的。
And as long as what I say to you comes from the Bible, it has authority.
如果我是照着圣经上说的这些话跟你们说的话，那就有权柄。
But you can examine the scriptures for yourself to see if what I tell you is indeed what the Bible says.
可是你们自己也可以去在圣经里面去查询是不是我告诉你们的是对的。
And if what I tell you is what the Bible says, then you had better listen to it.
如果我是照着圣经上跟你们说话的话，那你们就要听。
But if I ever tell you something and it isn't what the Bible says, you have no business listening to it.
那如果不是照着圣经上面的话语跟你们说的话，那你们就不必听。
Because I have no authority in myself to tell you about religious matters.
因为我本身是没有权柄告诉你们关于基督教。
My only authority comes from the Bible.
我的权柄全部都是照着圣经所给我的。
So, for us, it is the Bible that is our authority in religious matters.
所以对我们来说，我们的只有圣经有这种权柄。
Now, this gets back to the difference between what the Catholics say and what we say.
这就可以研究到天主教怎么说什么，我们说什么。
They have a different explanation.
他们有别的一个解释。
They recognize that the Bible comes from God.
他们有承认圣经是神那边所启示的。
And they recognize that God has the right to tell us what to do and what to believe.
他们也相信神可以告诉我们怎么样去做，怎么样去信。
So they believe in the authority of Scripture, but they do not believe in the authority of Scripture alone.
可是他们认为圣经不是独一无二的权柄。
The Roman Catholic Church has a Pope.
罗马天主教有一个圣父。
He's supposed to be.And according to them, he is, when he speaks as part of his office, he is supposed to be infallible.
这位圣父他所说的，他们天主教徒认为是完全可以相信。
It's amazing to me how often the infallible Pope changes his mind.
这是有的时候我们知道圣父有的时候转变他的意思。
But all kidding aside, they believe that The men who lead their churches also have the right to tell people what to believe and what to do.
他们所相信就是带领天主教的圣父跟圣经有同等的权柄。
They practice things that they openly admit are not in the Bible.
他们有的时候所遵守的是不在圣经里面。
But that doesn't bother them because they believe that the tradition is also a source of religious authority.
可是他们认为是从这个历代下来一种习俗也是属于圣经同等位置的。
Now you may think we don't have to worry about that because we don't have tradition.
那可能你们觉得我们没有基督教没有什么传统的一些习俗。
Everyone has tradition.
每个人都有习俗。
It doesn't have to be centuries old to be a tradition.
不需要100年才变成一个习惯。
It can be just something that we have done in our church.
很可能我们教会有一些所做的事情。
Now that doesn't make it bad.
这不是说完全的错。
Very often it can be helpful to us.
有的时候是有益处的。
To have a certain way of doing things.
有些事情是要怎么样去做。
A certain habit of how we conduct our services.
有些这个我们做崇拜的一些这个程序。
So tradition is not wrong to have.
所以有一些这个传统并不是错的。
But if it ever becomes as important or more important than the Bible itself, we have a problem.
但是如果这些传统我们认为是跟圣经是有同等位置的话，那我们就有问题了。
The Bible has the right to criticize everything we do, including our longest standing traditions.
圣经有权柄来责备所有的习俗，所有的传统。
Now some of the things we do traditionally don't make a lot of difference.
有些我们所做的一些俗信没有什么大错。
The Bible doesn't tell us exactly what order of service to have on a Sunday.
因为圣经上并没有告诉我们崇拜有什么顺序。
But most of us have one, some sort of an order of service so that we know what we're doing when.
但是我们每个教会都有一些顺序。
It's good to have an order of service.
我们是应该是有一些顺序。
But if ever anything we do comes beyond the ability of the Bible to tell us whether or not that thing is right or wrong, then that thing has become to us as important or more important than the authority of the Bible.
但是一个教会如果那些事情我们认为是超过圣经所教导的话，那我们就这个教会是有问题。So,
because the Bible is God's words to us,
因为圣经是神所给我们的话语,
it has the supreme right to tell us what to believe and how we are to conduct ourselves.
它有绝对的权柄告诉我们什么是对，什么是错。
But what if someone doesn't believe the Bible?
那如果有些人不相信圣经的话呢?
Well, there are many things you could do, but one of them, get them to read the Bible.
那唯一一样是我们真正可以做到就是要他们来去读圣经。
It has authority.
它是有权柄。
And one way of getting people to recognize it is to help them become acquainted with what it says.
就是要帮助他们了解圣经上的话语。
Furthermore, we should ask ourselves about our lives, what in our life is not under the authority of Scripture.
我们也要自己问自己，我们生命中间有没有 做的事情是符合圣经的教导。
That is there something about what I do that I know what God wants me to do and I say, no, I don't think I want to do that.
我们生命中间有没有事情是我们知道神呼召我们做而我们没有去做的。
If the Bible has the right to tell me what to believe and what to do, and then I don't do it, then I am not submitting to the authority of the Bible.
如果我们相信圣经有权柄告诉我们做什么事，而我们不顺服的话，那我们就不是顺服了圣经。
So, let us, all of us, submit ourselves to the Word of God as our only authority.
所以让我们 全部人都来顺服，圣经是绝对有权柄，顺服圣经的话语。Let
us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word.
我们的天父，我们感谢你所赐的话语。It
is a guide for our life.
那是我们生命的指导。It
gives us the wisdom.
让我们有智慧。The
infinite wisdom from yourself.
从你那边来的无限的智慧。
Lord, may we always follow it.
主啊，希望我们是永远是跟随的。
May we seek to understand it better so that we may believe it and do it.
让我们可以寻找你的真理，让我们可以相信，让我们可以去做出来。
So that we may receive the blessing that comes by following the word you have given us for our benefit.
让我们可以得到因为顺服你的话语而得到的福分。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
我们这样祈求祷告是奉主耶稣圣名。阿门。